Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the Relationship Doctor Podcast. I'm Dr. Rachel Vanderbilt, and I'm providing advice backed by relationship science research to help make your relationships healthier and happier. In today's episode, we're going to discuss being single. I have a single friend who hates hearing this question, "Why are you still single?" Or the similar question, "How are you still single? You're so great." She feels like the question implies that something is wrong with her or her approach to dating, or worse, that being single is in some way a reflection of her ability to get a partner rather than her desire to not be partnered. Not everyone has the desire to be in a romantic relationship. Whether it's the desire to be single just for now, or the lack of desire to be partnered long term, singlehood is a totally valid decision. Similarly, being unintentionally single doesn't inherently signal that there's a problem that needs fixing. As we start to approach February, we may see increasing pressure from our family, friends, or society generally that we should be in a relationship. Some of this pressure may come from common misconceptions that single people may be immature or self-centered, or that marriage is and should be the end-all, be-all goal for everyone. Even with some of these outdated perceptions, the number of adults in the United States living without a partner continues to increase. Rates of marriage are falling. And even though rates of unmarried cohabitation or living with your romantic partner are rising, the number of adults living by themselves is still increasing. In 2021, 15% of American adults lived alone, compared to only 14% in 2011. The largest group of single adults is among people younger than 35 years old, with about 3 out of 5 adults younger than 35 living without a partner. So if you happen to be single and younger than 35, you're in good company. So what does the research say about singlehood? Does being single mean you're inherently sad or lonely, as your family and friends' questions imply? Fortunately, research supports a resounding no to that question. Research has found that single people, compared to married people, are more likely to stay in touch with, as well as provide and receive help from, family, friends, and neighbors. And although some large-scale studies find that single individuals report lower life satisfaction and well-being, this may be due to a variety of extraneous factors. First, single individuals perceive that they have less social support, since romantic partners are assumed to be the primary support system for adults. Single individuals face likely unintended social discrimination or stigmatization because of their singlehood status, such as not being invited to couple-y events or being constantly asked by friends and family when they're going to settle down. In the most recent longitudinal assessment of singlehood, researchers found that people's satisfaction with their singlehood predicts their overall life satisfaction. The more satisfied they are with being single, the more satisfied they are in life. This satisfaction does tend to remain fairly steady over the next 10 years, but it can steadily decrease. The thing is, this is true for people in relationships too. Satisfaction with your relationship and your overall life satisfaction tends to decrease over time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In the world today, young people in particular are facing certain challenges that may lend themselves to being more satisfied with being single. For example, economic constraints may provide incentives for pursuing higher education or focusing on their career, which will in turn set them up for longer-term success. To them, singlehood provides them the space for personal growth, which lends itself to increased life satisfaction. So, how can you make the most of being single? This research shows that there's a difference between being alone and being lonely. Whether you're single by choice or circumstance, there are a few things that help keep people happy if they're not in a long-term romantic relationship. First, prioritize building external and maintaining close relationships with family, friends, and other folks in your community. Humans are social creatures, and they thrive when they have strong relationships. Some people build happiness through romantic partnerships, but friendships and being a part of a community can be similarly satisfying. Be patient with your family and friends. When they come to you asking you needling questions about your dating life, these questions usually come from a good place. They likely appreciate their relationship and want you to find something similar. They have your best interests at heart, even if they're not expressed in the most constructive way. If you plan to remain single, a conversation about your values, goals, and feelings may be one worth having. And finally, be kind to yourself. If you're currently single, not by choice, that's okay, even if it might be frustrating. Keep putting yourself out there. Be open to new people and experiences, and treat others with kindness. A lot of the success that people have in finding their right partner comes down to timing and sheer luck. Relationship Doctor is a quick and dirty tips podcast. This episode was co-written by Dr. Mimi Brinberg. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Relationship Doctor on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at relationshipdoctor@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 813-397-8165. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.